My Mac Podcast 974. Nintendon't.
And welcome everyone to the MyMac.com podcast. Now, it took a few weeks, but Nintendo has slapped down a staggering 8,535 DMCA takedown orders against a bunch of GitHub repositories hosting older games for the Uzi Switch emulator. A good portion of those games will never be pushed by future platforms, but it's Nintendo's legal bat and their legal ball, and apparently they're going home. How are you today, Gaz? Besides, I'm extremely frustrated.
Yes, sound and audio and throughput at the moment seems to be tasking me at the moment. But I'm good. I'm good.
This will make you feel better.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
See,
yes.
17-01.
Yeah. We just come back from holiday. So 2 weeks off, really.
Yeah.
And, I believe
real quick, thank you to Carl and Dave for stepping in while you were out.
Yeah, I've not been away that long, so I think you've done an extra one without me. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a sad, sad bunny. No gas for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've done a walk, then a bit more walk, and then some more walking. Just done about 65 miles on the Welsh Coastal Path last week. The week before we did, only 40 miles, but actually it wasn't a full week. So, as usual, I use the Ordnance Survey app and also the Wales Coast Path app along the walk. I also use my iPad to write down the numbers for the review of each day that I posted on socials. Mrs. Gaz and I shared photos through, the Photos app, which works quite well, actually. Works quite well when there's a good network, which in the place we were staying, there wasn't. So we had manic moments of uploading sessions when we were on the train or the bus or anywhere where we saw 4G with several bars or 5G with any bars. That could be quite fun on the buses and the trains. Of course, not being at home, my Mac felt really lonely. And I will try and join Mike and the crew next Tuesday, as I believe there's an Apple event next week.
Maybe.
Yeah. I also had a couple of contacts through the socials. Counter Social, and I can't tell you who it is because I didn't write his name down, and it's on my phone, and my phone is looking at me, and I can't get
you.
To it.
Thank you. Unknown person.
Unknown person who I might come back to later. And also, blast from the past, James Turner said he's looking forward to hearing about my solar and battery installation when we get possibly into that. Maybe it's not really a Mac thing, so I'm not sure how much we'll talk about it here, but we may talk a little bit about it as it
comes.
There's
no reason why we can't.
There's no reason at all. It's our show, so we can do what we like.
We can do anything. I'm feeling so emotional, Gaz. I'm not sure why.
I can't think why you're feeling emotional. Why are you feeling emotional, Guy? Are you been drinking again?
I wish that was the case. Please, somebody make me drink again.
Again.
I have some stuff going on. My son Peter and two of his groommen came up last Wednesday night. They spent the night here so that I could drive them the next day to Union Station downtown here in D.C. to catch a train to New York for Peter's bachelor party, which is going on right now as we speak. After a night of loudly playing Mario Party downstairs and drinking, they were oddly quiet and reserved when we left at 8:30 in the morning to deal with all of the traffic and noise involved with getting to the train station from D.C. But everybody made it to New York safe and sound, including two other groomsmen, one flying in from Atlanta and another one from Cleveland. and my other son, Guy Jr., who flew up from Richmond. And they are having a wonderful time, Gaz, without me, because I don't get to go. But I'm not bitter. I'm not at all bitter.
You should be.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe I'm a little bitter. They're eating at like iconic New York steakhouses. And well, I went to Wendy's for lunch, and it was not the same kind of experience that I was really hoping for.
Also, I can't think why not.
Coming up in July is the MacStock Conference and Expo, July 12th to the 14th. Find out more information about this if you can attend. It's in the Chicago area, so easy to get to at MacStockConferenceAndExpo.com. And Gaz, I'm ashamed of myself because I'm recording in yet another completely different way, but I'm still using the same microphone. It's the Lewitt 440 Pure. But it's all getting recorded somewhat differently.
Why have you put silly microphone?
Oh, there was a reason for that. I can't think of what it was. I think it had something to do with having Dave Ginsberg from In Touch with iOS on last week.
Okay. I'll let you off.
All right. Thank you. Don't tax me too much, Gaz.
No, I won't tax you too much. I've already taxed you far too much this evening. So we are going to jump straight into Gaz's snippets. Well, that's amazing that worked at all, to be perfectly honest.
Sounded good.
Games are more important to Apple than ever. What's next for Apple Arcade? Well, all I can say is I hope it's better games than they're putting on at the moment. And if games are more important to Apple, then for heaven's sake, pull your finger out. I'm getting a bit fed up with what's on there at the moment. But we've had this conversation before, and I'm sure we'll have it again.
Probably.
Apparently, Apple has confirmed iPhone alarm failure reports. Now, I've picked up on a couple of stories on this. I've not had this as an issue. But apparently there are some people out there there's been a bit of a software glitch, and some iPhone alarms have failed to play a sound, which could be quite embarrassing if you rely on your phone to wake you up, remind you that the toaster is on or that something is on the fire that needs sorting out. Whatever it might be. So I think they may have well fixed it by now. Else we would have heard quite a lot more.
Well, wait, hold on. So apparently problems with Apple and sound.
Yeah. We've had a few problems with Apple and sound and settings and stuff this evening, folks.
Yeah, kind of makes us want to make some sounds that won't make Apple very happy. But we'll go past that. We're just going to let that go for now.
Apparently, Apple has confirmed that iPad OS will get the same EU app changes as iOS this coming autumn. Can I ask a question? Who thought that it wouldn't? Why has Apple had to confirm that? I assumed it was kind of implicit in the whole App Store process, but...
Yeah.
Oh, dear. This made me not angry, but it made me laugh, and then it made me cry, and then I thought, I'm just going to read it. Okay, it ends with a question mark, so the question mark is implicit. Can Apple begin to turn around this so far no good year? Do you want me to repeat that?
That makes no sense.
Can Apple begin to turn around this so far no good year, ? All I can say is just putting the word effing Apple into your headline, you still have to write a sentence that makes some sort of sense.
And adds maybe just this much context, just a little bit of context.
Apple have reported their second quarter 2024 results. I've not looked at them that in that detail.
Wait, hold on, 90- hold on, hold on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't fall asleep because I didn't read them. But to be perfectly honest with you, they did make, they made 23.6 billion profit on a 90.8 billion revenue.
Doomed.
I was going to start reading all the takeaways from it, The listeners don't want to hear this. You've heard it from everywhere else, so I'm not going to dwell on it.
And here's the summary. Apple made a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm just going to read some. There are one or two. So Apple reports slumping iPhone sales as global demand weakens. Well, that's what happens when global demand weakens. Your sales of whatever it is, of whatever is weakening, go down. Yeah, so I'm moving on. Tim Cook says the DOJ antitrust lawsuit against Apple is, air quotes, misguided.
Oh, well, that settles that then.
let's move on. Yeah. Tim Cook has said Apple has advantages that will set its generative AI apart from the competition. It's certainly apart from the competition at the moment, Timmy boy. You need to pull your finger out, methinks. The Apple Store app now features shop with a specialist over video. If you really want to be and chat to a specialist, you can now do it through the Apple Store app, which is on your iPad. I think it's on your iPad, certainly on your iPhones. Has that made you want to go out and have a chat with a specialist over video, Guy?
Yeah, I think it's more along the lines of this is pushing more AI services, and basically whoever it is you talk to is going to look like Max Headroom. For anyone that remembers that. Hey. Would you like buy an Apple product?
Well, I did mention, did I mention there's an Apple event next week? Yes, because I said I might be going on for Mac Eyes Only. Well, here are five things that Apple won't announce next week. I just like listening to this. It's called Let Loose for anybody who's interested. AI features. They're not going to tease anything around that because that's going to be in WWDC. Lower cost entry level iPad. They're not going to announce that. A seventh generation iPad mini. They're not going to mention that. They're not going to mention new Macs, and they're not going to mention the fourth generation AirPods. So you might as well not listen to it.
Stay home. Yeah. Stay home. But there will be a really interesting commercial involving Mother Nature for reasons.
Well, there may or there may not. Apple stock has surged after the earnings report, Guy. Is that a surprise? Steve, is that a surprise?
No.
Didn't think it was.
Steve knows. Steve knows all.
Apparently, Apple has promoted iPhone 15's Find Your Friends feature in a Star Wars-themed ad. Have you watched this? Remember, no, I've been away. I was hoping that you had, because I haven't watched it yet.
That probably just came out today, since today is May the 4th.
No, this report came out on May the 3rd, so it's probably aimed at May the 4th, be with you. But I haven't watched it.
I didn't even know about it, so I'll have to look at it after the show.
Okay, China apparently is the most competitive market in the world for the iPhone, says Tim Cook. Competitive? Why? Who else sells Apple phones? Let's think about that for a minute, shall we? I'm not quite sure what Tim Cook was saying. Tim Cook called China the most competitive market in the world on the back of somewhat poor quarter for the iPhone. So he didn't say it's the most competitive market in the world for the iPhone. He said it's the most competitive market in the world. Headlines sometimes elude the headlines. Apparently, Apple CFO, we are making significant investments in AI and believe we are well positioned. Yes, but Luca Maestri, you would say that, wouldn't you? And let's
what else could he say?
Well, you know, are they going to kill Siri? If they do, no. I'd like to see the firing squad if they do. Apparently, Apple Maps cycling routes come to
the bicycle. Do you need more bullets? Let me send you some web links for that.
Yeah, along those lines. Apparently, I saw this, and then I also heard it on the Mac and Forth show that the HomePod was struggling to tell the time this last week. I don't know if it's still struggling to tell the time, but if you ask the HomePod what time is it, it said, I can show you a web link for that. Apple Maps cycling routes come to bicycle-friendly Netherlands. I wish they'd still flipping come here. And before anybody says, oh, Gary, Gaz, Maz, they are here in the UK. You're not paying. They may be here in the UK, but they're rubbish. Mentioned earlier, Nintendo blitzes GitHub over the 8000 emulator-related DMCA takedown. So I think
might be a little more about that later on.
Might be a little bit more about that coming up. Now, we had what not to expect from the Apple event. Here's what you can expect, Guy, from the iPad the event next Tuesday, which is probably going to be iPads, an iPad Pro. iPad Air. iPad Pencil. A magic keyboard. And other accessories. I mean, come on!
It's not exactly filling me with thrill.
No. And it's going to be 2 hours long, isn't it? It is. It's going to be 2 hours. I can see it's going to be 2 hours long. They're just going to go over the top on this one. I don't know why, because they have shortened them. And I just got a feeling that this is going to be a hard one to watch. Anyway, Apple announces the largest ever 110 billion share buyback as iPhone sales drop. Apple reported fiscal second quarter earnings that topped estimates despite a 10% drop in iPhone sales. The company also announced that its board had authorized 110 billion in share repurchases, a 22% increase over last year's 90 billion. It's the largest buyback in history ahead of Apple's previous repurchases. It's not done them any harm. It just reinstates their position in the world. It's what Apple does. So there you go. Apple cuts Vision Pro production numbers due to low demand. The company initially predicting to sell around 400,000 to 450,000 units, and I'm not sure quite what they've cut them to. I think I've seen numbers anywhere between 3 or 350,000. So
yeah, they cut them to less.
They'd say they've cut them to less. Now, you know, that's not a bad thing. No. But
it will be deemed to be a $3,500 device. How many people actually need one of those? Software.
Will you let me finish?
It
will be deemed a bad thing in the realms of the world. Although it's not done anything to their share price at the moment.
Yeah.
And that guy, is the end of Gazzy Snippets. However, I do have a couple of Gazzy's links. The first one, I've just gone !! Really? The Irish government hands Intel millions to offset the energy price hikes. Intel was awarded €30 million, about $32 million, by the Irish government last year as part of a state aid package for companies affected by energy price increases. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, because they were hurting so much.
The other one is
poor Intel.
And what I've said on this one is, no, I'll stick with 4G if it's okay. AT&T wants you to pay an extra $7 per month for turbo 5G speeds, Guy. Wow. These companies are really struggling because they've not made any money over the past few years.
None
at all. And they didn't have to invest in 5G, but they did. And that is the end of Gaz's Snippets. I know I'm going to get lots of yes, but we need to move forward, etc., 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 but I'm just not happy at the moment, so I'm going to stick with me telling them off. Miserable. Being miserable. I'm really angry.
I'm so mad. So very angry.
Especially with Paul Kafarsis.
Well, on that particular note, there is a Mr. Cheesed Off that's coming up a little bit later. But before we Yeah, he sent another one.
Who is he? Do you know who Mr. Cheesed Off is?
I have no idea. I have no idea who he is. But every single week, I look in my email and there's a Mr. Cheesed Off. He gave me a ration of crap last week for replaying one of his segments by mistake when he'd already sent me another one. So, yeah.
I can imagine what's coming.
I have no idea. I haven't listened to it. I purposely, especially for his comments, I don't listen to them. I just put them in Farrago, and it's like, I changed the name to Mr. Cheesed Off so I know where it is. And then it's like, I'm going to wait until Gaz is here, and then we can hear it together, and hopefully it's not about me this time. Anyway.
We want to be together. That actually is only useful for people in the UK. They wouldn't, anybody outside the UK wouldn't get that reference, I'm afraid.
And you need to pay special attention to what this next section, Gaz, because there's a little thing in there. But we're not there yet. So Nintendo seems a little testy about emulated games. And for the people who aren't aware, there was a law passed in the U.S. called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DCMA, which is how I'll refer to it from here on in, back in 1998. Now, this is from Wikipedia. It criminalizes production and dissemination of technology, devices, or services intended to circumvent measures that control access to copyrighted works, commonly known as digital rights management, or DRM, because we all love that. It also criminalizes the act of circumventing an access control, whether or not there is actual infringement on the copyright itself. In addition, the DMCA heightens the penalties for copyright infringement on the internet. Now, DRM has not been a good thing, I think, for anyone. But all of this was mostly an overreaction to what became much bigger later on, to some people taking copyright works, replacing them digitally, and then using them on other products beyond what the original intent of the copyright holder and presumed creator, that's not always true, of said copied work. For example, say you bought a movie on VHS, and no, I'm not going to explain what VHS is. No. As time went on, you later bought a DVD player. Now, the maker of that movie that you bought on VHS expects you to go out and buy another copy of that movie in DVD format, even though you already possess the VHS version. Instead, using various hardware and software, all free to obtain on the Mac, you could record a digital copy and burn it onto a DVD. Congratulations. You are now a criminal and could be subject to arrest, fines, and possibly jail time, especially if it's a Disney movie.
But Guy, I own that VHS copy of the Apple Dumpling Gang. How could I possibly be in trouble for copying my own property?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question in mock amazement like it wasn't hardwired into our show notes. It turns out,
Don't give away our secrets.
Sorry. You don't own that VHS copy of the classic film with Don Knotts and Tim Conway. You only have limited viewing rights, and those rights can be taken away and the copy you own confiscated by the copyright holder at any time they wish. By law, you can't copy that film for any purpose other than what it was intended for, VHS viewing. So that digital copy you created falls far from your rights as a purchaser. Now, what can make your troubles even worse is if you put that copy on or through the internet for someone else to enjoy the high-spirited shenanigans of a film that included Bill Bixby and Harry Morgan, guest. But you knew that because you owned the VHS copy of the Apple Dumpling Gang. Anyway, the DMCA was created to put teeth into law when services like the Pirate Bay and LimeWire started up. A lot of people got into trouble for pushing digital copies of music, films, and even software that they didn't have the right to. Now, almost all of this eventually went away once legitimate means of licensing and purchasing digital media was created, with the most popular at the time being Apple's very own iTunes. Now, note, I didn't say purchasing, because those same limitations apply to digital copies that you buy, even from actual sources allowed to sell them to you. To make it worse, if copyright holders stop selling that content to Apple, you very likely could also lose the viewing rights and your copy could disappear. Now, I've said all that just for some background. What I've told you isn't the complete story, which is really much, much worse. You are welcome to look it up and read through all of the nonsense that mostly punishes people who are just trying to enjoy a movie or song without having to jump through all of the DRM slogged onto the content. DRM is kind of at the heart of what we're really here to talk about, which is emulated Nintendo games. Because of a series of legal challenges to Apple's various content stores, they have had to allow certain types of applications that they didn't before. Some of those are emulators for games not originally intended to run on Apple hardware. And before you get mad at Apple for not allowing this, as you may believe, was because the makers of these emulators were infringing on Nintendo's copyrights. You would be both right and wrong. The main reason I can ascertain that Apple did this was because said emulators wanted to, sometimes but not always, sell packs of these emulated games to users, but didn't want to go through Apple's purchasing processes and lose 15 to 30% of the sale to Apple. So Apple's reluctance likely wasn't because they were defending Nintendo's rights, but because they weren't being paid to circumvent them. As far as the DMCA takedown notices, GitHub is offering legal advice and guidance on counter notices. Developers are claiming it's for game preservation and history, which hasn't seemed to make any difference to Nintendo's legal teams. Also, the fact that they were very unlikely to do it themselves with any of these older games doesn't seem to have made much of a difference either. While I have very little sympathy for Nintendo, developers of these emulators should have gone into it with eyes open, knowing that this was the eventual outcome. Maybe they did and didn't care. Either way, for regular people who just want a way to play some of these older games, the stupid politics behind the refusal of these copyright holders is regrettable and more than a little ridiculous. What do you think, Gaz?
Totally. Sometimes you want to grab these people and shake them until their heads fall off, because they are just...
They're leaving money on the table.
Well, they're making it frustrating for people who just want to, you know, relive a childhood, relive some of the, you know, the olden days. But actually, those people are probably in a really good position to be able to pay for it. Now, they won't pay stupid money for it, but they could make loads of, you know, just money for stuff which is just out there. Yeah. And it's just ridiculous. And then they might get some, you know, more sales off the back of that. And it might lead people to buy some of the newer games as well. It might lead them into, oh, I just don't get it, guy. I don't understand what the problem is. I really just don't understand what the problem is. And all of these companies, not just Nintendo, I know a lot of people don't like emulators or, you know, putting stuff through emulators. Well, do it yourself. Get on with it. But no, crazy. They are just crazy.
They would rather sit there and complain.
Are you nodding your head?
I might be.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Well, Guy, let me just move this across here, because this is a tip which I can just see that I haven't completely...
Is it going to be for audio hijack?
Yes. Not for audio hijack. No. Not. It's definitely not audio hijack. Okay. Okay, so I don't know about you, Guy, but whenever Apple updates an app or anybody else updates an app, they often... put up the updates. You know, it comes up and says, this app is now updated, especially with pages and numbers and all of those, but other apps do it as well. And it says, you know, do you want to read these updates? Well, I often want to read them, but not at that point that I've just reopened the application. And it's, you know, it's often a new section, and you just want to read it, but not then. Now, there is a good time to read it, some of those updates, Guy. It's when you're ready, but they're gone. You know, you click past it and they never appear again. And it's really annoying. However, if you go back into the app where you think, there were some updates to this, I just want to see them. And this happens not only just for Apple apps, but also some third-party apps, although it's not always in the third-party apps. If you go into that application and it's got a help menu, if you click on the help menu, if you scroll down, guess what you'll find, Guy? What's new in Pages is the app that I've got open at the moment. And it then takes you into the what's new. And it also comes up with a complete feature list, and you can click through, and then it'll tell you all of those little, you know, jewels which you were probably missing. And it's just makes it so much easier to go in and find it. Now, there was also, I thought, something else. Yes, now, you can also find in there, and something which I've never used before, is if you go into help, it's got Pages help, for example, or it might be Numbers help, or it might be whatever the other application is. And if you click in there, it has table of contents. And if you click on the table of contents, you can then refine exactly what you're looking for. It also has a search option, which is searching, obviously, the help guide that you've opened up specifically for that application. I tell you what, it's something which I find really frustrating at times, and I really didn't realize it was there. But guess what, Guy? It makes it so much easier to find the help and the updates that you're looking for within that application. Now, for those of you who want to get to that help menu fairly quickly, if you press on the UK keyboard, the question mark is above the forward slash. I think it's forward slash or backslash. It's next to the right-hand shift key on the UK keyboard, certainly. Yeah. And if it is the icon, the question mark, which is the, you know, the upper icon, if you press command shift and then that key with the icon in it, it takes you straight to the menu. And takes you straight up and pops a menu up, which you can then go down and go to what's new in that particular app or the Pages help, and you can then do your searching. I just thought, I bet there's a lot of people that don't realise just how useful the help pages are. And it
works the same way on Apple. US keyboards.
Excellent. So basically, if you've got a question mark, which is your main one, you just go command question mark. But very often it's the upper key, so you'll have to press the shift key to get to it.
Yep.
Did I see you nodding your head?
You did.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay, there we go. We are through. We are through. I love that part. I really, really do.
I don't know why.
I no picks this week. Remember, if you have done an iTunes review and we talk on the show about it, you need to send me an email so that you can get a Woo T, and that is a big W, now, big O, big,
now
o,
I
big
saw,
T, little I, little E, exclamation mark.
I yeah. saw that you sent out a Wootie.
I did. I did. I sent one, to
Scott.
Oh, Scott. Yes. Scott of the Arctic. No, it wasn't Scott of the Arctic.
Antarctic.
Antarctic, yeah, with the opposite of the Arctic. So it was the Antarctic. Married to the uncle of the Arctic.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of Arctic jokes. He did something wonderful for the show, and therefore he got a Woo Tea. And it will change your life if you ever receive one. You will wonder just how you lived, however many years you've been alive on this planet without one of these. That's how great they are.
Well, we did have, I had someone sent through from, I think it refers to a podcast we did a few weeks ago. It might be a bit quiet, so I'm going to try and turn it up. But
okay.
It's from our good friend, Mac Jim. Now, let me see hear. Let's see if you can hear this.
Oh, MacDonald had a farm. AI. Oh, wait a minute. That's not right. Brian Gaz and the My Mac podcast show.
AI.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mac Jim.
Thank you, Mac Jim. I know I've sent him a Woody, and obviously... Yeah. It has made all of the difference in the world.
It has. He just keeps it coming.
He does. Thank you, Jim. And speaking of feedback, guys, we have another Mr. Cheesed Off. This is becoming like a regular segment on the show. I love when I see a new message from Mr. Cheesed Off. Well, let's hear what Mr. Cheesed Off had to say today.
Mr. Cheesed Off here. I'll give it straight. Now they're talking about banning TikTok in Europe. What's next, huh? Banning biscuits for being too crunchy? TikTok, yeah, where everyone from your grandma to your greengrocer is suddenly a dance sensation or a lip-sync superstar. And they want to ban it. Why? Because of beta concerns, they say. Oh, I'm so scared. As if Arthur Cotton hasn't already told you and they were there for breakfast in excruciating detail. And get this, they think TikTok is a risk because it might be spying. Hello, the only spying I want in my life is trying to figure out who keeps stealing the good biscuits from the cupboard. Seriously, if you want to see David's content, just watch me trying to do one of those TikTok dances. Now that's a risk to public safety. Let's ban something really useful instead, like meetings that could have been emails. And how about socks that disappear in a wash? Too sensible? Anyway, who needs TikTok when we've got real life entertainment, like watching politicians try to use technology? It really cheeses me off.
He didn't have a go at you at all. I think you were quite lucky. I think you got away with that one.
I think he gave me a break this week. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cheesed Off.
I love the way he's still using one of those old phones as well. So he can slam it down. It's brilliant. It's a thing, you see. You used to have the phone with that and the head on it, and you used to be able to smash the phone.
It felt so good. It really did. And I can just picture Mr. Cheesed Off like twirling the little knot dial, you know, 1703, whatever our 828, whatever our number is. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head.
I'm glad you put the one in front because it does sound like he's not from the US.
Huh. You think? It is a mystery.
I think he's an Australian.
Yeah, this is a competition, a contest we can have for our listeners. Where do you think Mr. Cheesed Off is from? And if he doesn't tell us, then there'll be no winners. But anyway, we're gonna move on from that. If you would like to help support this show, you can very easily do so by going to patreon.com/MacBettit. You can also... go to buy me a coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. And lastly, you can pay a pal. You can pay a pal, Gaz, by going to paypal.me/MacParrot. Now, if people wanted to get a hold of you, Gaz, get a hold of you and say you have all this time to walk and you couldn't get far enough away from Guy, how would they do so?
Send an email to gaz@mymac.com or on lots of socials It's Gazmaz, G-A-Z-M-A-Z. If you can't find me on those socials, send me an email at gaz@mymac.com and I'll redirect you if there's a problem. Because there's so many social ways of contacting me now. It's just, you know, I'm not going to go through all of the little variants that there might be. But
and to be honest, we don't go to all of them.
Well, I do periodically. So I'm going to disagree with you there. Okay. However, you can get me also on the X's and Guy and Gaz on the X's by going to X/Gazmaz or X/GuyandGaz. GUYANDGAZ.
Cars.
You can also send an email to, and the reason I stop the Z cars here is because there's no Z in feedback@mymac.com. That's FWDBACK
at mymac.com.
I like to go with Guy.
And earlier, Guy had to disappear, and I didn't.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
I didn't at all.
Yeah.
Mainly because
his name was Guy.
It was. Guy. It still is.
Guy's the one.
He's the guy.
Guy was paid at 75 grand.
I think he was. Anyway, if you want
an email from Guy.
Without
no fooling.
How would they do it?
Oh, so very easy. Go to the email client of your choosing and just type in at mymac.com. That's GUI. Just, it's not all stretched out like that. At mymac.com. You can also find me on the X Twitter things as either MacParrot or VertShark. There's also VertShark.com, the website where you can see all of the odds and all of the vids. They're all there, every single one of them. Also on Countersocial and Mastodon.social, I can be found as MacParrot. Now, Gaz, we have a Google Voice number, I think. I'm pretty sure we do.
I think we do. Let me just have a look.
Okay.
Oh, we do.
Ooh.
It's a new number. It is a new number. Wow.
Sort of.
Well, it's a new number from like 5 years ago. It's 703-828-4677. I'll give you that number again because Guy laughed all over it and you didn't hear it. 703-828-4677. If you're outside the US, dial a one. You may get charged. So if you want to send a voicemail in via email or through any other method, then please do so. We really won't mind. But Guy really likes it if you use 703-828-4677.
Yeah, just don't spend a lot of money to do so. There's really no need. There's no need to do that. Well, Gaz, we're at the time of the show where we're getting close. It's close to saying goodbye.
Aww.
But we are so happy and so delighted and so humbled by the fact that you download and listen to this show. And you can't do one without the other. But we're always humble about it, one way or the other.
I download lots of shows and delete them.
Immediately. Don't even listen to them. My own show. Don't listen. Gaz, I think that this week we were good enough. And it is so good to have you back, by the way.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Isn't it just to see my smiling face when there's not like big tears coming down, but whole nother story. I think that this week we were smart enough and that the amazing dog, Wilf, doggone it, Wolf, Wolf, Wilf, Wolf, 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 people like us.
Dad, did you get a haircut? No. I got all of them cut.
All cut. Yes. All right. So I'm like, what, 200 out of how many 100 now so far?
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever,
the Let's Talk podcast, the Essential Apple podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo podcasts.
So we got the title and we got the intro. Which one do you want?
Oh, fuck it. I haven't even looked at that yet. Trying to get this working. I haven't even looked at the show notes. Right. Nintendon't. I'll do in Nintendon't.
Okay, you can do so it. You're going to do the title.
Obviously, yeah, easier for me because you can, you know where you were going with the rest of it. You didn't tell me you were going to do that.
Yeah, sorry. I should have mentioned that.
I mean, I kind of got it as soon as you did it, both at the start and at the end, so.
And because basically for the video, what I do, because there's like some silence.
It's easier, surely.
It does, because the intro and the outro is already there. So I just do a cut at both of those and then slip it down a track and then move it in just a little bit so that you fade out after doing the intro as the intro comes in. And then the same thing with the outro. As you say end, I start, that's where I slip the outro in. And so, I can do the same thing for the audio as well, which I will do since it doesn't make any sense otherwise to not do that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but what I may do, I need to figure out a way to make the outro shorter and probably speed up the, because I mean, people who are listening to the audio, you know, they're not going to listen to that entire bit just to hear the, you know, you can all go home, blah, blah, go home. So yeah. I may just cut that all together and just use the regular audio outro. So that's mostly just for the video part of the show. This is funny. While you were gone.
8 weeks ago, go so.
Yeah. While you were gone, he and Liza had gone to a wedding of a very, very good friend. And they, you know, their parents had paid for everything. And there was like all this stuff that was left over. And they knew that Peter and Liza were paying for their own wedding. I'm doing the rehearsal dinner. I'm paying for the rehearsal dinner. But they're doing everything else. But this good friend of theirs that just got married gave them like all of the leftover booze that they had from their wedding. And I went down there last Sunday, I think. The week before last Sunday. And picked it all up. They put it in the back of my Kia. And then I drove that back up to here. Because this is like the perfect staging place. Our house is the perfect staging place for where they're going to have the event as compared to where they live. Now, it's about the same distance for them, but they have to go through mountains. So this is just a better location. So there's a bunch of stuff here at the house, including all this alcohol, that on the Thursday before they get married, I'll have to put into the car and drive that out to where they're going to have the wedding. And I'll have to list for like 2 hours. I'll have to listen to the clink, clank, clunk of all this alcohol slightly brushing up against each other. And I'm just picturing one of the bottles hitting too hard and breaking. And then for whatever reason, getting pulled over by a policeman right after that.
Yeah.
Rolling down the window and it'd be like, have you been drinking today? It's like, no, I swear your entire car stinks of freaking wine or whatever. He's like, no, it's just a bottle that broke. Sure. You want to step out of the car for just a second? Yeah. We're going to verify some of your information. Get on there, hands and knees, hands behind your back.
Taser him.
Yeah. He's too big. Prerequisite. Just shoot him now. Get it over with. You know, it's like, you're fighting us. No, I'm not. Bang.
Anyway. Yeah, it should be good. And that was nice of them, wasn't it?
It was. And there's a bunch of flowers that's up here too, artificial flowers. So we'll be taking all that out to the site. And I'm hoping, now Tracy isn't going to even fit in the car with me while I'm taking all this stuff out there. So she and her sister and her sister's son, my nephew, will be coming later that day on Thursday. Thursday the 19th or 20th. They get married Saturday the 22nd of June. So that Thursday would be the 20th. Yeah, yeah. So that would be on the 20th. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I get up there. I'll be by myself for a couple of hours except for having to lug all the booze and flowers to wherever it is that they want us to stage it at. But they're all actually, I think I told, I mentioned this. They're all up in New York right now having a great time.
Yeah.
And they sent me pictures of the steak dinner that they had last night. And they have, the place they went to is called Gallagher's, which is a very famous New York steakhouse. And you can see the dry aging room that they put all the, you know, the great big slabs of meat in. And I was looking at that. And I was looking at the pictures of, you know, what it was that some of them had ordered that they'd sent me pictures of. And it made me so sad because, I mean, I had a steak Thursday after we got done with all the doctor stuff, but it was at Outback, which is okay. You know, it's Outback. And then
it
can't
be that bad. I actually wouldn't have gone there. Come on.
Yeah. It's the honestly, it's the only place with a semi-decent steak in this area where we live. Otherwise, you'd have to go to downtown Alexandria. And with everything that had happened that day, neither Tracy or I were interested in driving all the way up through downtown Alexandria, especially during rush hour traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they get back, when they all get back from New York, I'm going to want to go to one of these better steakhouses that are in this area because I need a good steak. I really, really do.
Cool.
Yep. Don't talk you got to go? Food. I know it's late.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what's wrong with yet. What's wrong with? Oh, you haven't eaten yet. Oh, my God. It's like almost 9 o'clock where you are.
Yeah, it's 20 to nine. So.
So you're
I'll
hungry.
Wither away. I'll wither away.
Yeah, I would wither away if I had like about 6 weeks.
Yeah,
that's well, my withering time.
It'd take me a little while as well. So